I would like to introduce Sarah Jane Williams. She is a licensed psychologist. She is a professional harpist and a harp teacher. She is a composer. She is the author of The Mythic Harp and Good Vibrations, Principles of Vibroacoustic Harp Therapy. And she is the editor of the Harp Therapy Journal. She has over 30 years of experience in various roles in healing arts, including being a nurse, cardiopulmonary technologist, director of a cardiac catheterization laboratory, and biofeedback therapist in a chronic pain center. Sarah Jane was the first person to document the use of an acoustic instrument in conjunction with vibroacoustic therapy, thereby pioneering a new approach called vibroacoustic harp therapy. Since 1991, she has been using her harp in psychology practice, now located in Macungie, Pennsylvania, to provide vibroacoustic harp therapy for clients who suffer from a variety of conditions, including chronic pain, stress, anxiety, and depression. She also offers a vibroacoustic harp therapy training course. So right now I'd like to welcome Sarah Jane Williams. Hi, Sarah Jane.
Thank you so much, Tina, and welcome everyone, and you must all have sore ears by now from using your telephone. So if you'd like to rest your ear for a second and shrug your shoulder, that would probably be good for everybody since we work on body awareness as well. what would you like to know first?
Well, let's start with a brief history about vibroacoustic harp therapy.
Okay. I began using the harp in a chronic pain center in 1990. At the time, I was a biofeedback therapist and a counselor, and we were working with a Genesis unit, which is a vibroacoustic table that had a dodecahedron framework around it with speakers mounted on it and underneath the table. And we were playing CDs for patients with chronic pain, and I felt like a disc jockey since I was a harpist. So one day I brought my harp in and plugged the harp into a computer console that was part of the equipment and found that I could amplify the harp through the unit. And found that when I would pluck individual notes, the tones would resonate in different parts of the body. So this was a miraculous discovery to me because patients were responding to music, but this way we could isolate the frequencies and work on specific body parts to do a musical massage and tailor the music to the individual needs of the client. And so that was the beginning of vibroacoustic harp therapy. Now, this was 1990, and it was before the days of the Internet, which most of you probably don't remember. So I was kind of working by myself with all this, and unless you knew somebody or had access to a lot of university resources, you know, your communication with the rest of the world about such things was limited. So when the Internet was available in 1995, I found out that Olav Skilla was working with vibroacoustic therapy using a tone generator to deliver specific frequencies. He had been doing that work for about maybe 10 years in Norway, and there were specific frequencies that he would use to target certain muscle groups or for certain spastic conditions, and he had thousands and thousands of hours of research. But he also found that the body would adapt very quickly to the use of a specific frequency, so he embedded it into synthesized music. And so as a result, a lot of sound technologies were developed to with vibrotactile tables or chairs, certain headsets, that type of thing. And but most of the music was synthesized. And so when I started using the harp with this, it was a very unique experience because you could have the analog sound of the instrument, you could tailor the music to the needs of the patient, have direct interaction with the client, and the sound of the harp is very unique because of the vibrating string. The other thing that's really interesting in the whole development of this is that if you look at the development of therapeutic music, it was started with the use of the harp, and that's what was unique about it. Barbara was talking about the whole field of the development of music therapy, and the harp was really pretty much absent from that except for one of the early researchers, Willem van de Waal, who was a harpist. And so that was one of the things that moved some of us into creating the training programs like Tina. Ron Price had done his work. Therese was doing music thanatology with the harp. And the Music for Healing and Transition program opened up to include other instruments, and so did the other, some of the other training programs. But the impetus for harp therapy was what developed this whole music, the therapeutic music field. And part of that is because of the ancient archetypal history of it being a healing instrument and the spiritual components of it, which was also missing from some of the other music therapy applications. So that kind of got incorporated into the work that we're doing as therapeutic musicians and into vibroacoustic harp therapy. When we're doing this kind of work, I see patients with chronic pain, stress, anxiety, depression, and a whole host of medical conditions that doctors usually give up on, and have been getting really good results, especially with patients with fibromyalgia and condition reflex sympathetic dystrophy, things that the medical profession really doesn't know what to do with at a certain point. Do you have any other questions at this point?
Yeah, I was just wondering, have you done work with people with Lyme disease?
Well, it certainly will help to reduce some symptoms in the moment, but it's not going to cure the condition, of course, because you're working with spirochetes that you're not going to get rid of unless you have antibiotics.
So, Sarah Jane, you've started a training program, and could you tell us a little bit about the format of the training, how long it takes for these people to grasp their educational process, where
okay.
it takes place?
Okay. The training program is open to graduates of therapeutic music training programs, and I've tried to really be very cautious about this because you know, anybody can buy a vibrotactile mat on the web, and they might be harpists, and they can go out and do this without any training. So as a result, I went and trademarked the title vibroacoustic harp therapy so that the practitioners would have that element of recognition that they at least have training, and they've been certified to do this work. My training program is over a long weekend. Like I said, it's open to people who have already been through a therapeutic musician training program, or they perhaps they're licensed professionals like doctors, chiropractors, nurses, etc., who might want to offer these services in their office. Either they could be harpists, or they could supervise a harpist to do this work. But I, because of the deep psychological material that can be evoked through this type of work, it's even it's more pronounced and deeper than experiencing bedside harp therapy and more immediate. The material that can arise can be quite frightening to patients sometimes. It's very rare that somebody might have a reaction where they would have a lot of emotional release or that type of thing, but I want people to be trained and available enough to know what to do with the situation should it arise.
Right. It sounds to me.
One thing I wanted to say is that the approach is a slightly different than what we would do as therapeutic musicians, in that the repertoire is different. We're focusing on working with the body and healing on a, if you want to use the word healing, doing the therapy more on a cellular, neurological, physiological level where you're vibrating the tissues, and also working on an emotional level as well. So the repertoire could include something that might be very lively or very energetic with big rich bass arpeggiated chords because that's what's vibrating the denser tissues of the body, and the patients might really want that to override the pain signals that are occurring in their body. And so oftentimes that does override those signals in the sensory channels, and the patients feel a great deal of relief and can go to sleep or feel very relaxed as a result of it.
Right. So it's really an intensified process of working with the concept of resonance, but at the same time having the skills, the counseling skills, to be able to deal with what has arose for each person.
That's correct. That's right.
Do you have people working in hospitals doing vibroacoustic harp therapy, or is this more of a private practice?
Well, I provide the services in private practice. Some of my practitioners have moved on to work in private practice under supervision of chiropractors or other psychologists. Ian Hepburn in Canada has worked at Hawkesbury General Hospital and has done inpatient work with vibroacoustic therapy, and he's also opened a center that offers other healing modalities, so he works in partnership with some other people. Some people have opened private practices that are supervised by like a psychiatrist that they have an alignment with or that type of thing. But everyone who is a graduate usually is affiliated with a licensed professional so that they have backup should anything occur.
Right. And with each of the modalities, Sarah Jane, I've been asking about the pay scale because that's
okay.
Something we're going to address at the very end of this conference call. Do you have any figures of how that actually plays out right now with your graduates?
People usually charge per session, and it's a new field, so it's again geographic. The geography will help to dictate what you're going to charge. But if you think about what people normally charge for a massage in your specific geographic region, that's probably what you charge for a vibroacoustic harp therapy session. I charge for non-psychological clients, I charge $60 for a one-hour session and $35 for a half-hour session. However, if somebody comes to me for psychotherapy and relaxation training, biofeedback, that type of thing, and I incorporate it into the session, it just becomes part of the $80 fee that I charge for the session. So if you're a licensed professional, you could incorporate this treatment into whatever else you're doing.
And is there anything else that you would like to add for us about vibroacoustic harp therapy?
I think the vibroacoustic harp therapy follows more of the vibrational medicine model, and that makes it a little unique. It's similar, but it's focusing more on the neurological and physiological processes based on frequency and resonance and that type of thing, and we're looking at it from that scientific lens.
Well, thank you so much, Sarah Jane.
Thank you for hosting this, Tina. It's a great idea.
Well, in a minute we'll get
I did want to say one more thing about the Harp Therapy Journal. We're celebrating our 15th year of publication, and I invite anyone to submit articles and check our website at harptherapy.com. This has been the link for all of the therapeutic musician training programs, but specifically harp therapy.
Thank you. You've done a fantastic job with that journal.
Thank you.